Well, welcome to the first episode of Soul Train Sports and Fitness Show. This is a show about improving your general health and fitness levels. And today's show is going to be about the bicycle. Now, the great thing about the bicycle is that many of you already have them, so there's no expense involved. You might have an old bicycle in your basement or your attic. So let me suggest that you get it out of there. Bring it over to your local bike shop. Get it degreased and oiled and have the mechanic check to see that the brakes and the gears are working properly and inflate those tires. And then you'll have a working bicycle at no real expense. Now, the thing I love about the bicycle is, in addition to providing a way to get physical activity, it also provides transportation. So you can actually go someplace on your bicycle. There aren't many other ways to work out that actually allow you to go someplace in the process, which makes the bicycle pretty fascinating. And it doesn't require any fuel other than your own energy. And it's really an amazing machine that I wish everyone would take more advantage of. So the first thing I want to address here is actually developing a little program for yourself to use the bicycle. Now, people are leading busy lives, so it is possible to incorporate the bicycle in your existing lifestyle, for example, by using it for short commutes to work, if your commute is short. For example, if you live in Greenport and you work over in Hudson, and the weather is pretty good, hey, think about riding your bike to work, and maybe the boss will let you keep the bicycle up in the office where it's safe and secure. Or if you need to go out to the market to buy something, instead of taking your gas-guzzling SUV, why don't you hop on your bicycle, put a little basket on the bike, or put a backpack on, and do your shopping. I think you get the point. I'm not going to belabor this issue, but it is possible to incorporate the bicycle into your daily routine because it is a functional means of transportation. So there goes that excuse for you. Now, the great thing about the bicycle is it's low impact. So if you are starting out with this method of exercise, you really don't have to worry about hurting your ankles or hurting your knees as you might if you were running. But the caveat to that, of course, is that the bicycle must fit you properly. Now, some people don't realize that bicycles come in sizes, many sizes. So when you walk into the bike shop, if you're buying a new bicycle, when you get into the bike shop, you might see a bicycle that appeals to you. It's snappy looking. You like the color, the price. And there may only be one or two of them, but it's not your size. In most cases, the salesperson will be upfront with you about that and say, hey, this bike isn't your size, but not always. So be cautious, and you want to ask the salesman, what size bike do I need? And of course, within each size, they are somewhat adjustable because the saddle or the seat goes up and down. And there are other adjustments that can be made to your existing bicycle as well. So the fit is important. If the bicycle doesn't fit you well, you are subject to some knee strain or ankle strain, and also you won't be enjoying the experience as much. So lesson number one is bicycles come in many sizes. Make sure you get the one that's right for you. Now, what are the benefits of riding? To be honest, unless you're serious about getting exercise, there might not be much of a benefit. If you look for those downhill sections, if you try to coast as much as possible, the value will be limited. But if you approach it from the standpoint of someone who is actually trying to get fit, trying to burn calories, trying to get their heart rate elevated, trying to get a little sweat going, well, you will easily be able to do that by keeping your pedaling cadence up and thinking of it as exercise. Remember, no pain, no gain. The harder you work on a bicycle, the more benefit you'll get. Now, of course, if you've been totally sedentary for much of your life, or if you've been away from any type of fitness aerobic activity for a long time, you're going to want to break into it easy. So I like the idea of getting a bicycle computer for your handlebar. It's a little tiny device that will tell you how far you're going, how fast you're going. It'll keep track of your total mileage. They even have those that tell you your heart rate. So that's a great accessory for your bicycle if you're trying to track your performance. So if you're first starting out, you know, go a couple of miles and see how it feels, and then judge for yourself when you can start going further and when you can start pedaling harder. And of course, if you ride a bicycle with some degree of vigor for an hour, you could easily burn between 400 and 600 calories, depending on your weight and how hard you're working. So you can get some serious weight loss on a bicycle. If you're leading the type of lifestyle where you do have a considerable amount of free time, if you can devote 4 or 5 hours per week to being on the bicycle, well, do the math. That's quite a bit of calories that you can burn. In fact, 5 hours times even 500 calories is 2,500 calories, and that's a full day of eating. So you could eliminate the equivalent of a full day of eating and also give your heart some needed exercise. And you can, as I said before, also go somewhere while you're doing this. And I want to talk about that for a moment because, like I said in the beginning, it's an important aspect of cycling and why cycling is so popular. And let's address some of the excuses people have for not riding a bicycle. First of all, a lot of people say the seat is not comfortable. It hurts me. Well, let me say this. There are inexpensive bicycles and expensive bicycles. There are inexpensive saddles and expensive saddles. There are narrow saddles, wide saddles. There's a saddle for everyone. It's sort of like buying a couch. So feel free to remove the saddle from your current bicycle if it's not comfortable and replace it at your local bike shop or through one of these online supply places. So my point is that you can find a saddle that is fairly comfortable And also when you're riding, especially a road bike, some of your weight should be on the handlebars and some of your weight is supported by the pedals. So 100% of your weight should not be distributed to the saddle. So that's one excuse. Now, another excuse is that, well, you're afraid you'll fall. Well, first of all, if you do fall on a bicycle, you're not falling too far, and you're usually not going very fast. So you will survive. But the helmet provides amazing protection, and I do not recommend riding a bicycle without wearing a helmet. So now that your head is safe and your brakes and your gears are working properly, you don't have that much to worry about. If your balance is not good and you don't feel that comfortable on two wheels, they do have three-wheeled bicycles. They also have recumbent bicycles that have a regular, it's like a chair rather than a saddle, and you're basically sitting low to the ground in a chair, and you can lean back and stretch your legs out. These bicycles are called recumbents, so you do not have to get a traditional bicycle where you're high up and especially if you don't like the concept of leaning over. I personally like that. I like to lean forward in an aerodynamic position. It actually stretches my lower back out, and I like it. Some people don't like that, or there might be a back issue. So the recumbent bicycle, R-E-C-U-M-B-E-N-T, people who ride traditional bicycles call them bents, B-E-N-T-S. So maybe you need to get bent, as they say. Okay, so the saddle shouldn't be a deal breaker, and the two wheels shouldn't be a deal breaker. Now, some of you might be older people that are not as strong as you once were, and you're concerned about going up the hills or even just riding in general. In general, the whole thing may seem a little ambitious. Well, now they have electric-assisted bicycles. Another excuse gone. Press a button and you get a little boost from an electric motor, but you can pedal as well. So there's all types of things you can do to make yourself comfortable, including riding where there is no automobile traffic. There are rail trails all over our country now, and here in Columbia County, we have the Harlan Valley Rail Trail coming up from Wasaic in Dutchess County near the Metro North Station all the way to Copaic Falls so far, and soon to Hillsdale, and then eventually on to Chatham. So rail trails provide a way to ride your bicycle without automobile traffic. So I hope I've gotten rid of a number of your excuses. I hope you have a bicycle in your attic or your basement that you can use. It would save you a lot of money. No gym membership required. So I hope you found this segment useful. You've been listening to Ed Furtick on Soul Train, and I spell that S-O-L-E, Soul Train, sports and fitness show. Our next segment is going to be about running for fitness, and that's very different. And we're going to have shows about yoga and various sports and nutrition as the season progresses. So I hope you listen to Soul Train, and this is Ed Furtick, your host, signing off for Soul Train on WGXC 90.7 FM. Thanks so much for listening.